The views, information, or opinions expressed on the Scullagan podcast are solely those of our hosts and the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors or their employees. This podcast is general in nature and for informational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional mental health or medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition, procedure, or treatment. This episode of Scullagan is sponsored by Work Plus Brain, a research, analytics, and consulting firm established to share analysis, intelligence, and expert points of view on the future of work. The future of work is cerebral. Increase revenue, work less, or get you or your organization in the right frame of mind. Whatever your ambition, our evidence-based coaching and solutions will help you achieve those results or realize your biggest, boldest goals. For more information, please visit their website at workplusbrain.com. Welcome to the Scullagan Podcast. I'm Mike Frazier, and I'm joined by my co-host and great friend, Russell Sable. This is our first podcast to be followed by many more and by some great guests who will help us explore what has been described as the silent crisis, men's mental health. So maybe all of us together can make a positive difference against what we believe is becoming an epidemic unto itself. You okay, bro?
Always. You okay, bro?
I'm great, brother.
Hell yeah.
Especially since you got here and brought some gifts, so I do appreciate it, my friend.
Damn right. Let's get this shit show on.
let's roll, baby. All right, so you've been doing a tremendous amount of research, both of us actually have, and this is something very close to our heart, but I'm going to let you open this thing up.
Yeah, it's quite crazy to me how mental health has taken a turn for the worse, especially in men. I think it's something that really needs to be discussed, and I think the worst it's going to get, I would almost consider it as a pandemic.
Yeah,
to be honest.
It's been bad.
And unfortunately, 80% of males make up the suicide rate.
That's nuts.
Which is not good at all.
No, it's not. And you and I were talking about this just the other day, and I said that over the last 3 years, I know, and especially over the last two, I have never heard of more cases of men committing suicide. Mm. I mean, you know, you would hear about it every now and again before, but I believe the pandemic just shot it through the roof. I believe it was like steroids to mental health issues, because I've known a lot of people who, you and I've talked about this quite a bit, that we felt were pretty solid fellows, and they're falling apart at the seams. There's a lot of stress associated with all of this, and most of it men don't want to talk about.
100% agree, and between you and I, when we started doing this, we really discussed each other's past and the things that we've been going through, and now that we've started this program and this podcast kind of really hitting it off, I've came across a whole lot more men and even friends that are going through these problems, and it's quite interesting to me how they're starting to really kind of come out and talk about it more, and it's actually amazing, and yeah, I hope this continues.
It is amazing, and that's the word I was going to use. Like I told you, once I gave a friend of mine a hat, one of the Scullagan hats, and he just opened up to me about all of the mental health issues he's been having over the past year and a half. He's in a leadership position, and he feels like a lot of leaders feel, and I feel the same way as well sometimes, to where you're supposed to be in a constant state of readiness to help another person up or to pull them up by the bootstraps and to help them, you know, get out of whatever malaise they may be in mentally. Mm. But you're really not allowed to, and you know, who's coming along checking on you, you know, and that's the case for a lot of men. And then, of course, there's also the stigma behind it as well, that men don't really like to talk about their mental health issues. So I think you and I talking about this and doing what we're doing, you've noticed it. More people are opening up to us. Mm. You texted me last night some information. It was absolutely flabbergasting me. You sent me a couple of texts last night, stuff you'd heard even after you got home, you know, after we had an initial run-through on this thing. Mm. And you were sending me that stuff about a local politician who, 20 years old, committed suicide. Mm. And was considered like an up-and-comer, right, really positive, outgoing individual. There's a lot of stuff going on right now, and it's frightening.
Very much so, yeah. I sent that stuff to you last night, and after I got home, and my parents were like, did you hear about this? I'm understanding you, you know, we just recorded, now we're recutting again.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you kidding me? And going further in, you know, into his research, I'm trying to figure out what happened to him. It was absolutely amazing to see that he was just elected. Mm. I'm not sure what for, but it was something for Richmond County, and yesterday he just committed suicide, and it was
like, it's a shame. It's an absolute shame. You don't know what that man was going through.
Right, and it's amazing how men don't show it so much. You know, some of the stuff that I went through, I didn't really show it, but it's quite amazing how men kind of are actors in such a way,
mm-hmm.
where they don't really show it until all of a sudden you hear that they committed suicide, or until, like me, where they finally bring it out.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. Once people start bringing it out like me, you're like, man, he's been through a lot of shit.
Yeah, I had no idea. You know, you and I talked a bit, and when you finally did come out and started talking more, which I've told you and I've told many people that, you know, you're probably one of the most courageous, brave individuals I've known in a long time. You came out, you were out, baby. You said, listen, this is what I've been going through, and you were extremely detailed. And I think that a lot of people aren't used to, well, I know for a fact that a lot of people are not used to seeing that coming from a man. We don't want to open up about it for whatever reasons. You know, I've read a lot of reasons on this, potential reasons. Or men believe that we can handle our problems on our own. We don't want to be seen as being weak or out of control. Mm. We worry that it'll make us seem less manly if we talk about our problems. And there's also a stigma associated with mental illness. And, you know, I think especially now, some of that stigma is going to have to be chipped away from this, so that we're going to have to make a difference to help men. And, you know, we even talked about young men and children even now. You made a mention to me about someone's 8-year-old making very comments of despair. It was, I don't know if I could find a better word for it, actually. It was sad to hear that. What in the heck is going on, man? I don't know.
I don't either. It's, you know, going back to when I brought stuff out, I was going through a deep state of mild depression and almost eating disorders, kind of in a sense of way. And my alcohol got to a absolute max. I was to the point where I was drinking for a buzz every day, getting drunk every weekend and hanging out with guys, and unfortunately it led to some other things, and now I'm at the point where now we're feeling good, we're feeling better.
Yeah.
Not drinking as much, doing a whole lot more, praying to God a whole lot more these days, and getting back to my faith, getting back to my roots and where I was years ago. And it's unfortunate where I was at beforehand.
And you also got back to physical fitness, I noticed.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, that's. I think that makes a big deal, man. I tell you, the sedentary lifestyle with all the stressors associated with life, business, and everything else, you just cannot sit around now and be lethargic or be a couch potato, for lack of words, if you wanted to put it that way. Your mental health won't be around very long.
Correct.
You know, your psychological side, your mental strength is going to deteriorate. I was, 40% of men won't talk about their mental health. As you said, males make up 49% of the population, but nearly 80% of the suicides. This is, the Y chromosome is not immune to stress, even though we try to tend to shake it off. You know, I spoke about this the other day. You know, we want to go home, show a strong front, you know, especially if we have a loved one that is struggling. My wife is experiencing some health issues right now, so I don't want to carry along home a lot of stress to her. I want to be strong for her. And then I have a business I run. I have a lot of other things I do. A lot of irons in the fire. And I've always felt that, well, I need to seem as strong and be as strong as possible so the people around me see that strength. And there becomes cracks in the facade at some point, man. You can't hold that up forever. And I think that having, you know, friends like you and having other people we can talk to about it, and even men, even you and I discussing it today, maybe someone out there is going to hear this and maybe even want to comment on the website or talk to a friend of theirs or open up. But you're going to have to talk to someone. And you can't bottle it all up, because when you do, it's when things go south.
Right, correct. Yeah, and going back to you and your wife, it's definitely hard trying to bring out some of those things. Yeah, it's, in my mind, men are valued in a different way that women are, for sure, to where we have to be strong. We have to have our pride and prejudice, and we shouldn't show signs of weakness. And trying to bring that out to anybody, it's going to make us feel like we are weak, like we have no value. So trying to bring it out to anybody is really hard. And
yeah, it's tough to talk about. I mean, and we don't want to seem weak. And then also, sometimes, I hate to put it this way, but it's hard to find people, I believe, that you can trust to talk about it with.
Right.
I mean, trust to me is one of the most important. Trust is even more. Trust trumps love. Mm. Trust is an important factor in life and love and business and everything else. But whenever you start, what I say, like when you're bearing it all, when you're bearing your soul, which a lot of this requires, when you're being honest with another human being, you have to trust that they have your best interests at heart. And, you know, I think that that's one of the biggest things that you need to find, is someone you can trust, someone you can talk to. I mean, I have people I know that, you know, I would call friends, but I'm sure as hell not going to talk to them about my mental health.
Right.
I'll talk to you because we've experienced a lot of the same things.
Correct.
Even though we're two different age groups, but we've experienced a lot, and we talk about it, and we can be honest. And I think that that's a boon for our friendship, but not a lot of people have that in their lives.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, for me, this year has been like crazy. Going through depression, going through a recent breakup, relationship that was almost 7 years, that hit pretty hard. And like going back to having somebody that you can talk to, having friends in rough times. And I've got best friends from work. I've got best friends from college. One lives in Canada, the other lives in Statesboro. And it's hard to kind of reach out to them at times, but they know that, you know, I can call them at any point in time and talk to them about anything. And having the guys back at work, they noticed there were times when I was down, and they're like, hey, man, you know, what's going on? Let's talk. And, you know, we would talk a little bit, and then at the end of the day, they'd be like, oh, let's go out for a beer. Let's go have a drink. Let's just kind of relax for a little bit. And so we would go out, we'd watch some sports, whether it's football, golf, whatever the fuck was on TV. Kind of enjoy the time, have some beers, we'd shoot the shit, have some fun.
Right.
And, you know, eventually it would lead to where we would go out and go play some golf, kind of just take our minds off.
Blow steam off, yeah. Man. Get the hell away from it for a while. You know, it's funny, but, you know, one of the things I've noticed is that younger people especially won't tend to be a little bit more, and men are this way, they tend to be a little bit more introverted at times, yeah. And are not so prone to speak up, don't want to feel embarrassed, don't want to be seen as, pardon my French, but when I was coming up, you know, you were known as a candy ass if you were doing this kind of stuff.
I'd have shit together.
Yeah, and, you know, I come from the generation of rub a little dirt on it, walk it off, boy, and men don't cry. But, you know, and still to a degree, I believe that there has to be a level of masculinity that you must carry through life. But you can't maintain that under false pretenses. You've got to clear your mind. Your mind is the one thing. You know, you can't be physically fit or have a great life or have a great career or anything else without a strong mind, without a fit mind. And mental fitness is more important than any other type of fitness. And evidently, we've got a failure going on there, because I was reading just the other day, the suicide rate among males in 2020 was 4 times higher than the rate among females.
Mm.
That's insane. Now, we're going to use a lot of words like insane and crazy and all, but we're talking about the damn stories, the news, the facts that we're looking at. They are insane. They're crazy. They need to. This needs to stop. We need to control it. This whole dynamic is doom and gloom, and it has to go to boom, is the way I look at it. You got to come out of this. You know, we came up with this, you know, with thing, you okay, bro? You know, just you okay, bro? Just checking in on someone, asking if they're okay. I've got a few friends that every once in a while, just out of the blue, just send me a text message. Hey, man, just, you doing all right? Mm. How you doing? that's rare. Those friends are very special to me, actually, because no one else is doing that. You know, some people you only hear from whenever they need something or want something. Then you have those friends that truly care that you're doing all right. Those are the people I believe that you ought to gravitate to more during periods that you may have anxiety, depression, or any of these feelings. Because if not, you're going to be left feeling too alone, too you know, isolated out there.
Mm, yeah. 100% agree. You have to have that major, big-time support group. And going back to having friends at work and all my other best friends, you know, I 100% agree with you. You know, when you'd send a text to somebody, or they would send a text to you asking them, you okay, bro?
Yeah.
The same thing goes along with me. Yeah, one lives in Canada, the other one lives in Statesboro, but they would constantly reach out to me, you okay, bro?
Yeah.
Not saying, you okay, bro,
yeah.
But they would ask,
yeah.
Are you okay?
You're doing all right.
Yeah, you know, how are you doing? And we would, you know, talk back and forth, and even the guys at work, they would constantly sit there and go, hey, man, are you okay today? You know, making sure you're doing all right today. And even today, like, there was a guy who was being slow, he looked like he was struggling today, and I turned around and said, hey, man, I see you're struggling today. What's going on? And, I mean, he came out right out of the blue. He's like, man, I'm just tired. I don't ever get the rest. I was like, well, how about this? When you get off work, they say, go home, relax, take the rest of the day off, you know, prop your feet up, have a nice beer or something, and enjoy yourself. This is,
yeah.
Don't beat yourself up all the damn time because of work and depression or whatever else you got going on. It's just, sometimes you need to take time for yourself and just relax.
It's tough. It's tough for a lot of people. It's tough for high achievers. I'll tell you, I suffer from it. I sit down for more than a couple of minutes. My wife will say, you can't sit down for 5 minutes, can you? You got to be up doing something, finding something to get into.
Mm.
It's been hard for me, but as I've gotten older, I've found that I have to have moments. I've got to rest, man. You've got to get rest in. So high achievers struggle with that a lot, of trying to shut it off. You know, that constant state of having to make something happen, or I don't know if some of that is left over from childhood, or they need to prove someone wrong, or they need to prove someone right, or they need to just feel like that they're worthy. But if you don't stop and process and get a little mindfulness going every once in a while, however you want to find that, whether it be spiritual, religious, or just from mindful meditation, you definitely need to stop and do it, brother, because if not, it all backs up. Backs up like a bad septic tank, brother. And it'll come up. It'll come up, and it bubbles up, and when it bubbles up, it's just as nasty.
Right. Yeah, I agree. We all men that need to take time to themselves, take time to relax. That's what even former Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Terry Bradshaw, he suffered frequent panic attacks after games. He was diagnosed with clinical depression in the late 1990s.
Wow.
So you've got to have that time where you can relax. After working so hard, men are known to work hard and never stop working.
Yeah.
I work, go to work every single day. I go home, I'm still working.
Yeah, you're a workhorse. Yeah, yours is physical, mine is mental.
Right.
If I'm not doing things like this, I'm writing, or I'm in here, we're in a constant state of development. Grace can attest to that. She's in the room with us today. We're in a constant state of development. We're never stopping because my job doesn't allow it sometimes because all the initiatives, the new initiatives, the strategy of the organization rests upon my shoulders most of the time. I take that very seriously, but without rest, without taking time to, you know, dig a little deeper into myself and build in some gappage in there, as I call it. Just stop, man. Mm. And then like you and I going out and grabbing a beer or you know, sometimes after work I'll say, hey, you available, go sit and you and I'll talk and just vent.
Mm.
I think you have to have that. I think it's one of the most wonderful things in the world. And I have a very supportive spouse who says, hey, if you need to go do that, go do it.
Mm.
You know, and maybe a lot of people aren't as lucky as I am, but she says, hey, go get it. Go, you know, blow off some steam. Go walk around Lowe's. Go drink a few beers somewhere.
Yeah, you're a lucky man.
Yes, I am.
You need a wife like that.
I do.
All men need a wife like
that. Yeah, I love it. I do. I got one. But every man, I do's got it, and I love it. And I'll tell you, every guy needs someone who's supportive of them. But even beyond that, through the circle and everything else, you know, you and I have talked about it, this purpose that you and I have put together with this, I believe that men, all humans, need a purpose. If you know, so many people suffer from depression, anxiety, low self-esteem. You know, I can tell you right now that most of the time they're aimless. They don't have a purpose, a real purpose. This is just one of the many purposes I have, but this is one of the top purposes, if not the top purpose I have, because I've seen so many people that I love affected by it. and so have you. And so I believe that having a purpose, and then I went back and I found some old books, and you know, I'm going to quote someone here, the great Viktor Frankl, who was the Austrian neurologist and psychologist. He was also the author of Man's Search for Meaning. He wrote, "Those who have a why to live can bear with almost any how. Equally, the absence of why can make unbearable almost any how." And he wrote that back in 1946, but it was based on his experiences as a prisoner of Auschwitz during World War II. Man, this was his mindset. He was keeping his shit together during one of the most traumatic periods of history. And he was in it. He wasn't on the outside looking in or reading about it online or reading it on a newspaper back then, or reading in a newspaper back then, pardon me. He was in it. So a man, I believe, must have purpose. A team, an organization, even our relationships flourish with shared purpose. And today, and you and I began a pursuit. We have that purpose. So, you know, there's so much science that backs that side of it. But just the bare facts that you and I are looking at and reading and what we're hearing, like when you get home and you're reading the internet news and your friends or your families are telling you about, and just the other day I told you I ran into a buddy of mine who told me a friend of his had just committed suicide, a man, of course, had just committed suicide. Yeah, this has gotten out of hand, and someone needs to be talking about it, and why not us?
I agree 100%. Going back to having a purpose, in January I had suicidal thoughts. I mean, I was going through some relationship issues. I was drinking alcohol. My alcohol was to the max. My anger management was to the max. I mean, that's the biggest thing, too, is men will go through these problems and their anger will just outlash.
Rage, man, yeah.
And I was just at that point, and I mean, hell, there's even a point in time where I fell through the floor and I went and punched a hole in the wall. Just through the whole damn thing.
Wrecking ball.
Yeah. Yes. So I, at that point, I was struggling with a purpose for sure. And, you know, a little further down the road, after unfortunately ending a relationship, right then and there, I was clueless. I didn't know what my purpose was. And so I looked deeper. I took time to calm down. I took time off of the alcohol. I was like, all right, it's time to get it together.
Yeah.
Let's find a purpose. And I have a wonderful German Shepherd. She is my purpose to kind of keep going. And then you came along with this, and you're like, hey, let's do a podcast. Let's do all this stuff with Skull again. You okay, bro? And I was like, this is even more of a purpose for me to keep going. So 100%, you know, all men need to have that purpose and need to find a purpose to keep going no matter what the hell it is.
That's right.
There's always going to be a purpose. So that's the big thing to me is, unfortunately, it hurts to see that men die by suicide 3 to 4 times more often than females.
The numbers, when we're reading these numbers and we're looking at them, you and I have shared so much, and we're reading them, and sometimes I believe we have to stop and just look at each other and say, is this a typo?
Right. Yeah. And it's. I mean, I hate to say it, but even the suicide rate has increased since 2020 from 3% in ages 18 to 46. And now it's 8%.
Gosh.
It's insane. And then even this morning during lunch, just to hear that after we're talking about this a little more often, people are starting to come out. One of my buddies brought up, you know, like earlier we were talking about, his kid was bringing out about all these things.
Right.
He was just doing homework, and he was like, Dad, I don't know why I'm here on this earth. I feel like I don't have a purpose here. And I was like, that is an 8-year-old who's saying something like that to his dad.
I think when I was 8, I was still eating the lead paint off of windowsills. Right, I don't think I've fashioned a thought like that. That's amazing. Yeah, eating dirt, if I were lucky. My parents had me strip the house of lead, though, first. So, yeah. So
it actually was heartbreaking to hear it, because it's like, at that age, you don't have that. But considering to hear, like, I respect for the kid, because he's got high standards.
Yeah.
But it's like,
to be that honest?
Yeah, at 8 years old, like, you should just be out having fun, doing some stuff.
Really? Go find some monkey bars, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, but he said, you know, after he says stuff like that, there's times where it drains him out. He doesn't want to do homework.
That's deep for an 8-year-old. Isn't that amazing, though? That's deep. Good Lord.
It is unreal.
Well, that's, you know, I hear these stories. You and I talk about them, and the more we talk about this, the more people tell us stories, which I believe is a great thing. You know, I believe the more now you and I speak of this and talk about this and make this known of what our passion and our purpose is that more people will talk about us. And we encourage you to go to the website as well at Skulligan.com and, you know, go on there and see what we're talking about. And there's also a contact us area. You know, you can send us suggestions. You can, hell, you can just, you know, tell us what your problem is or if there's a subject you want us to speak about here. But I believe that it all begins with discussion. It all begins with bringing the problem to light, and this is a problem, and it needs to come to light.
Correct. That's what it did. The coolest thing about it right now is I'm starting to see a whole lot more people come out about it. I mean, even some famous people, some pro athletes, and another one who's starting to get more famous, Patty Pimkitz, hopefully I pronounced that correctly.
That's easy for you to say.
He recently came out right after a fight. He was, and it was unfortunate he had to bring it out, but it was sometime earlier before the fight. He was just talking to his friend. And then right before the fight, his friend committed suicide. He said it sounded like his friend was doing okay. And right before the fight, his friend committed suicide. So right after he ended up winning the fight, he brought it out. He's like, this is a big problem that men are not bringing out their issues, their mental health, their depression, everything that's going on with men. And we need to find somebody to talk to, a support group. It don't matter who it is. And, you know, going back to what he said, he's like, it's quite incredible that women can go out and talk to each of their friends and they're not going to be judged or devalued or anything like that. But men, they go out and talk to other guys or even their wives or girlfriends or whoever they are trying to talk to try and help out themselves. They feel like they're going to be valued as they're weak, or they're going to be devalued completely as a man, and they feel like they're going to lose their manhood, a.k.a. the man card. But he's 100% correct. This is something that, you know, it needs to be discussed more often, and I'm glad to see that the more and more that you and I are finally starting to come out about this podcast, more people are starting to bring it out. And it don't matter if you're, you know, a man or even a female. If you've got mental issues, please talk about it to somebody. Yeah. It don't matter who it is. Find that trustworthy person. Find your group of friends. Just please talk about it. This is getting worse, and it needs to be something that needs to be brought out more often.
You know, it's funny you talk about that. You know, the more you and I talk about it, the more we, you know, we make it known what we're doing. And, you know, we chose a logo, you know, Skulligan is, you know, a playoff of Mulligan. It's taking that pause. It's taking that break in the moment. And I was at the stitch place where we get all of our stuff stitched up about a week or so ago, picking up more merch. And there was a guy in there, and I was pulling the hats out, some of the hats out, and I was looking at them, and there was a fella, he said to me, he said, man, that is such a cool logo, what is it? And I told him what it was about, and he just, you know, we talked for a couple of minutes, nothing relatable at all to Skulligan or men's mental health. But before we left, I was in another room looking through a catalog, and he came in there and he said, man, this is, you know, this really resonates with me. Do you have an email and a phone number I could give you a call, because I'd like to talk to you more about this? It's really affecting me, mental health. What brought that discussion out was a pretty cool looking logo. So not only the more we talk about it, we're trying to design it in such a way that it does create conversation and discussion or even questions. Someone just asks them, what is that? What is that? Sometimes, in fact, not sometimes, but most times, converts into a, you know, someone, a testimonial back to me as to what the person has been going through, or someone in the family has gone through, or a friend, and or something along those lines, co-worker. This is starting the conversation exactly, and this is doing exactly what we wanted it to do.
Right. 100%, and I think we're running down the right road, the correct area, and Mike, I think we're doing something big here.
I do too, my friend.
I hope this gets even bigger, and I hope
it will.
Men continue to bring it out. And
well, it can't help but get big now because it's a big problem.
It is a huge problem.
And it needs to be discussed, and I don't know if anyone out there is doing it like we are, but that's okay if they aren't, and even if they are, we're not trying to do anything other but do the right thing and help you out there, whomever's listening. So, you know, if there's anything more we can do, let us know. Russell and I are going to be around. We're going to be cutting many more of these. Appreciate your patience with us as we've put all of this together, because it's not been easy. We want to do it the right way, the best way we can. We cut one last night, but one of our microphones was a little weaker than the other, so we decided to do it differently today. Russell sounded like he was at the bottom of a tin can, and I sounded like I was on the top of Everest. So, we needed to do that differently. I'll let you wrap it up, bro.
Yeah, definitely. Guys, please go and check out the merchandise on our website. We've got some pretty cool stuff that's up there. It's got our logo on it, of course, but we're working on getting some cooler stuff, maybe some hoodies and some some hats, some all kinds of
stuff. We got all kinds of stuff coming.
Maybe even some golf balls if we can figure it out.
Yeah, we got to figure that
something
out.
Something major.
Yeah. Yes.
But please check out the merchandise. All the funds that we get from the website and from the merchandise is going to go towards charities for kids or even men's mental health.
That's right.
I know Tim Kennedy. He's a ex Army Ranger.
Yeah.
He's got some stuff that's kind of the same lines for men's mental health and for kids. So
good.
Man, there's a whole bunch of people that are out there just doing some similar stuff to what we're doing,
and we love them for it.
That's right. So guys, please go check it out. There's a whole lot of stuff that's up there, and like I said, we're only going to get better stuff, bigger things. So y'all please check it out.
Let us know if you have any ideas, questions, comments. Make them on the website. We'll get back to you as we can. But most importantly, if you have something you'd like to share and you feel like you want to be on this podcast with us, we'll invite you in to come on in and talk it and go over it with us. We've got a pretty good list going so far the more we talk about it. So once again, it's just Russell and I just trying to do the right thing here by you. But most of all, you look out for your bros, look out for your friends, your pals out there. And listen, don't hesitate to send somebody a text message. But most of all, I'm a texting guy, it's groovy, but man, pick up the damn phone and call your friend. Go by, check them, invite them out for a round of golf. Go eat some lunch, drink a beer, do something. But don't let them sit around and sulk, and don't let them, based in their own boredom or their own damn thoughts. Get them out, man. We need to start taking care of each other a lot better than this.
We all good to go?
We're good to go. Join us at Sculligan.com. We're also on Facebook as well. So other than that, we're going to wrap this thing up. We're going to see you real soon, and we appreciate you. And you got a closer.
That's right. Guys, y'all be sure to check out the website again. We've got, like Mike said, we have a Facebook. I think we're getting ready to probably get going on Instagram and maybe some TikTok stuff. Check it out.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff.
We'll see what kind of shit we can get into.
Who knows?
Really pop this thing, get going.
Right.
But guys, when in doubt, take a Sculligan. From Michael Frazier and I, Russell Sable, good night, everybody.
See you next time. This episode of Sculligan is sponsored by Peak Talent Capital Solutions. Peak is a revolutionary alternative to the traditional staffing model. Ingenuity, intelligence, and keen marketplace insight drives talent management solutions which make a dynamic difference for partner organizations. From entry level to executive level and every role in between, Peak is illuminating a path forward and meeting the future of work head on. For more information, please visit their website at peaktcs.com.